Welcome to Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Savoir Fair, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So, lend me your ear. And we are coming again live on this Wednesday, the 11th of March, 2020. We have quite a few bits of breaking news, starting with the World Health Organization declaring finally a pandemic. And it only took them eons to finally say what you and I already knew. We are in the beginning of a pandemic. And we're going to see how this plays out, because there's some little birdies going around saying that they're expecting a national emergency to be declared. As of this moment, we are at 39 states with positive coronavirus detected cases. And this is, I'm going to start with Lisa Cabrera via her page. We have over 350 people that are dead in Iran, and they're at over 9,000 cases. And any number that I give you is the number that we're being given. But please stretch your mind to know and believe that these numbers are really surface. They are not the truth all the way for the amount of quarantine and shutdowns and economic collapse we see before our eyes as I even live, breathe, and move before you. I don't know if anyone else is picking this up, but they're not testing enough people. I think that they're trying to slow us into the idea that life has changed. Excuse me. I don't have that. Ooh, it was just a little dry throat going on. Don't start saying I have the CV, because I definitely rebuke that. What I will say is that we're in for a wild ride. And we're in for a wild ride for a longer duration than just 2 weeks. Also on Ms. Cabrera's podcast, she was saying that Seattle, Washington, and if you've been following along with me and the news period, you know that that has been a hotspot, the starting point of this pandemic. They have banned gatherings of over 250 people. And I think this is the most dense precaution yet, because at first they were saying over 1,000, and they have now de-escalated that to 250 people. I have some questions. Why aren't they demanding that people wear gloves and masks? What about the lack of resources going around? What about service workers, the food and beverage industry? What are these people supposed to do? And if you are in that industry, as I have been as well, you know that you can't just say I'm not coming to work because I'm sick. You better have somebody to cover you. You better have a doctor's note, and that doctor's note better not be for longer than a period of 3 days. And that's even asking for a lot. Your ass will be replaced, gavel, next. I've worked both in New Orleans and in New York in the industry of service, and I can tell you for sure that there is always someone waiting to be in your place, and people don't care because they have a business to run. And that has been the way of the world here in America. I don't know about other countries. I have not had the opportunity to live there. But if they're on the same totem as we are, my God. But a lot of other countries have universal health care. So it seems like the people weren't as committed to panicking about staying home for being sick. They have that already implemented into their system. Way to go, America. Way to go. I'm a patriot, but I can't freaking take care of myself when I'm sick? What are people supposed to do with their children? What are people supposed to do if they're in a single parent home or a two parent home and both parents work? I mean, what plans and preparation are in place for people to not lose their homes, for people to still be able to get their medicines? I know for a fact people are paying $400 for a week of insulin, 2 weeks of insulin, if not more. Hello, and remember, as we discussed, 80% of the United States medicines come from other countries. Gavel. 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 My husband went to the store yesterday and tried to get us a few little things, you know, because we're not rich in money as far as that goes at this moment, but we do make preparations for what we can. And I can tell you for a fact that we got the last 500 capsule bottle of pain reliever that was in the entire Walmart. Yeah. What are people gonna do when the medicines aren't there, when shipments aren't there? Because now that it's a pandemic, the next steps are gonna be stronger than what we're seeing. It's not just gonna be, oh, you can't travel to this country and that country. Ports are gonna be closed. And if ports are closed, then nothing is coming in and nothing is going out. Gavel. We have some little rumors going around that North Korea is 10,000 cases of coronavirus in. But who really would know, because they're so secretive, they're not letting any information come out of that little area. But I know that they're not immune, and that little number isn't coming from nowhere. We do have some tough decisions coming up over the next few weeks, and things are escalating quickly. And this is, again, via Miss Lisa Cabrera. I really enjoy the information that she gets out. Check her out when you have a moment. We do have schools that are closing, and the question that's being raised is, what are public schools gonna do? Are they set up to do online classes? And I said this last year to people that I speak to, you know, on a regular basis, and I just was like, why haven't they created a system for when they have snow days, etc., or natural disasters and people have to miss school? Something set up for them to automatically be able to log in online and do work from home. Why hasn't this been done? There is a teacher that asked these things. It was on Facebook. I don't remember the exact date or what happened, but it wasn't something that happened in Chicago. And she was just like, we should have this set up. And now, lo and behold, we are in an epic, dire strait. When has anyone that has been alive outside of our great-great-grandparents or great-great, you know, aunts and uncles, etc., to see a pandemic? What was the last one? The Spanish flu. The Spanish flu. That was the last pandemic, I think, that was ever declared. And we know how that worked out. So what are they expecting? And I'm going to do a side note about this idea from our POTUS that the heat is going to make this disease die out. Side note, the Donald, that's not true. Heat kind of festers germs. The cold is supposed to get rid of them. But I want to see how your plan works, sir, because I think you are the stable genius you have declared yourself to be, and you have created an idea that this is gonna go away and people are gonna be expecting that. And I want to see how those words are backed up. I hope not with another lie, like I didn't say that, because I definitely heard it several times and it's on TV. But I know in today's world, what you see is not what you get, apparently. Cavil. Back to the news. Per per the Denver Post, Colorado is opening drive-by testing facilities. Testing will be free, but the stipulation is that you must have an order from your doctor saying that you meet testing criteria, and the test is a swab, and then it is sent to a lab, and in 72 hours, your results will be available. The DC Health Organization is recommending postponing any large gatherings. And side note, postpone does not mean ban. So unless you are sticking to this idea that we're in a pandemic, you cannot use such words as postponement. You have to say it's canceled. Raise the alarm. Tell people it's canceled. It's canceled. We have to protect you. I wish you could see how I'm shaking my head right now. My God, what is it going to take? We have the first community spread case in Ohio, and this is via Jen Quayle. You can check her out on Twitter for more information. We had two more COVID-19 deaths in the UK. As of 1:45 p.m., we are at 125,573 global cases worldwide. But again, those numbers don't make sense. They don't add up to the level of quarantine, because as with the flu and with SARS and with MERS and even Ebola, it was a different situation. So I'm just like, when is it going to add up, you know? Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said all schools should be prepped and ready to close within 72 hours. Louisiana is asking the public to avoid nursing homes and life care facilities. The state of Ohio is limiting any visitation to one person per day per resident. You will have to be screened for a fever and any other checklist points regarding the virus, and they will be keeping a log of who you are, what you wore, where you came in, when you came in, and who you went to see. Be prepared. We have 1,028 coronavirus patients in Italy that are now in intensive care. This is up from 877 yesterday. Breaking news, Iranian top senior official, the first vice president, Eshek Jahangi, has tested positive for the coronavirus. His role is leading any cabinet meetings and in the absence of the Iranian president. He is the most senior governmental figure there. They have there are two other cabinet leaders who have also contracted the CV, but they did not release their names. Woo, it's a lot. Iran is being hit really hard, but their numbers don't add up to what we're seeing via Twitter whistleblowers. And they are in Iran arresting anyone, including medical personnel and doctors, that are releasing any information to the public. All information from Iran has to come through the government at this time. So if you do get to see someone posting a video, say a prayer for them, because their very life and soul is being put on the line to get that truth out. And it would behoove anyone that does see one, say something. It's not a lie and it's not a gag, okay? Woo, and the Agenda Free TV, if you're not familiar with Steve Luckner, I listen to him avidly. If you ever get a chance, you should also check him out. Italian medical chief has died after contracting the virus. His name is Roberto Stella via Agenda Free TV. Again, they are expecting a national emergency to be declared. I don't know at what point they'll be doing that, if it's a certain number of cases, or if it is a certain amount of states, or if it's a certain point on the mitigation packet that our top officials have gathered together, that this will be done. But I think that unless this is, you know, cleared up soon or contained, which is past containment if you ask me, they will have to lead to that. As of today, there are 1,050 cases in the United States, and over 30 people have died thus far. And a lot of those persons are from that nursing home in King County, Washington State. Life Care Center. They're thinking about canceling WrestleMania. I don't know what the thought is about. Freaking cancel it. Flippity, flippity, flickety, flack. Gosh, how fugazi is it to tell people we're in a pandemic and then still be talking about what you may or may not postpone and cancel? What part of don't have large gatherings aren't Americans understanding? The Dow was down 5.5% at 1:15 p.m., negative 1,360.60 points. That is the lowest in over 2 years. New York State has 212 cases. They're up from 173 yesterday. SUNY and CUNY have declared no more in-person classes starting the 19th until the end of the semester. Angela Merkel, she is Germany's president. She expects up to 70% of Germans will be victims of the coronavirus. Kudos, Ms. Merkel, for at least being honest with the people and telling them, you're gonna see this. This isn't a joke. This isn't just the flu. It's not gonna go away in the heat. I mean, only a fool, honestly, please bear with me. I have to rant. I've been holding it in, but only a fool would think that the germs and the viruses get wiped out as it gets hotter. Let's really take a tidbit away from the news for a moment and think about what's happening just with our climate and how hot it's going to be, how hot from last year scientists and climatologists have said. I don't know if climatologist is a word. I created it. Thank you. But they've said that it's going to be hotter this year than it was last year and so on and so forth. We have the Amazon rainforest, literally the lungs of the earth, plus the Congo rainforest in Africa that have been burning. We haven't heard anything about that, have we? Have been burning down, making it's gonna get hotter, okay? It's just gonna get hotter. What happens to viruses and diseases and germs when they fester in the heat and people are in large groups and stuck together? They mutate. We haven't even seen a mutation yet that we know of, but we do know that there are more than one strand of the CV that they're not addressing. But it's a pandemic. It was declared today. So maybe we'll start to get some more truth out. But just remember, I listen so that you don't have to. So for when you don't have time to listen to all of this, come to my channel and I'll let you know. Because I listen so that you don't have to. We have the University of Kentucky, University of Louisville, Bellarmine University moving to online classes. Golden State Warriors versus the Nets game, no fans will be allowed. Bitcoin was down negative 25.2871%. That is a points, and that is a negative 3.218%. The Brazil Stock Exchange triggered a circuit breaker today after falling 8.16%. Again, the DC Health Organization is recommending postponing all large gatherings. We had the first community spread case in Ohio, and this is via Jen Quayle. Listen in if you want to know. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said all schools should be prepared to close within 72 hours. I think that I said that already. I think I'm going around in a circle. So much information, forgive me. There are 2,000 National Guards in New York. Mark Meadows is self-quarantining. He's the new chief of staff. He did come in contact with someone from the CPAC conference that is positive for CV. Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, they canceled their rallies in Ohio due to the COVID-19. The mayor of Queens West, Ontario, was talking about quarantining in the country of Canada as well. Wow, so much.
We also have Harvard University, Smith College, Amherst College, Middlebury College closing for online classes only. All students do have a few days to a week to pick up their belongings and leave the campus. They said, "We are taking this dramatic action to protect the health and safety of everyone." That is MIT President LaRafael Reif. And he said this in a message to the community. And this is via the Boston Globe by Deirdre Fernandez. MIT is moving all classes online amid coronavirus fears. Expect undergraduate students to move out of their dormitories by Tuesday. And this was a recent visit that happened on the campus by a recruiter who also had contracted the virus and illustrated the risk and need for more precautionary measures. That's all I have for you all right now. If there was something repeated, just know that there's so much going on. I probably wrote it down in two places so that I can make sure I stretched it to you. It has been a pleasure. You've been listening to Amethyst Dynasty with your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, bringing you the fire you need to hear. So lend me your ear, and we'll be back later with some more information. Enjoy your day.